Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come on, son.
Grab the yams on the track.
Come on, son.
What up? Happy holidays, y'all. Sad lover. Christmas time, 2021. Come on, son. Hello, internets, and happy holidays to each and everybody out there. A lot of stuff to talk to y'all about. Don't think I could fit it all into one podcast, so I have to break this podcast into two pieces because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to fit this into one podcast. As we end the year, I just want to say how blessed and thankful I am. And I know it may sound cliche to everybody, but my family's pretty healthy. My mom's is 83. She's doing quite well. Family's healthy. We're very fortunate. Just moved into a bigger place in the Atlanta area. Picked up some nice things. I'm going to continue to do my morning show on 104.3 Jams in New York. I'm going to be doing a new show every Saturday morning in Atlanta called NBC, Nothing But Classics. And the reason why I'm super excited about this show is I have an opportunity to not only produce but to co-program this show that I'll be doing on V103. Thank you, Reggie Rouse. It's amazing how things come 360. Reggie Rouse is the program director of V103 in Atlanta, one of the biggest heritage stations ever. I never thought that I was on Reggie Rouse's map in any way, shape, or form. I always had to kind of be honest with y'all. I didn't think Reggie liked me very much. I mean, I met him a few times, and I kind of felt like, you know, he blew me off. I don't know if he was just busy or I felt like he didn't acknowledge me at all, and I was wrong. I mean, you just never know who's got an eye on you and for what. And I'm very thankful for Reggie for thinking about me to bring me over to the V103 family. I've always wanted to work at V103. It's a heritage station in Atlanta. When I was doing a competing station in Atlanta, I just knew that the staff and the way V103 was run was much better than at the time where I was working, and the care that they have for their on-air personalities, I knew was much, much different. I understand business decisions and all of that, but I just felt like me and Moni didn't get a real fighting chance over at Reach Media after 2 years. And I know for a fact that there was some powers that be behind the scenes that were just plain hating on me, period. And I'm used to that. You know, I'm used to that. And, you know, it's good when somebody finally comes back to you and lets you know that, hey, we didn't handle that correctly. And I appreciate the person that told me that they didn't handle it correctly, but especially when I knew you weren't handling it correctly from the beginning. So I'm very thankful to be doing NBC, Nothing But Classics, starting in January, every Saturday morning from 7 to 10 on V103. So I got a lot of good stuff coming up. Odyssey, the parent company of V103 and 104.3 Jams in Chicago, just launched a new station called 94.7 The Block in New York City. And it's a throwback station, very similar to the throwback station that we have in Chicago. And I'm supposed to be working with them, too, in some capacity. Congratulations to Skip Dillard. Very good, fantastic, great, intelligent, witty and smart man that's going to be at the helm of that station. He was over at WBLS, another heritage station in New York. If you're from New York, you know what BLS is. And Skip was their brand manager over there, and he's leaving them to come over and work with us at Odyssey and become the brand manager of 94.7 The Block. He's programmed New York. He knows exactly what New York needs from a throwback station, and I'm pretty much guaranteeing that Skip is going to do a wonderful job, not only programming the music, but also staffing it to make sure that it sounds like New York and that it is New York. One mistake that you can make when programming throwback stations is to make them all sound the same. I worked for Reach Media Radio 1. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. You can't. The music is so different. Throwbacks, some cross the boundaries, but you always got to leave room open for those local throwbacks or those regional throwbacks that really was a hit in that city or in that region, but didn't quite become a hit someplace else. So you always got to leave room for the little Kikis and if you up in the Bay Area, the Drew Downs and the you know, Mac Dre's, stuff like that that never got played in New York. But if you're doing a throwback station and it's touching all over the country, you have to make sure that you're playing UGK. You know what I mean? You gotta make sure that Pastor Troy is going to get some run if it's here. You got to make sure that, you know, Mia X is going to get some run in Louisiana, in New Orleans. You know, that's how you program it. You have to leave room. You just can't Ja Rule people to death, even though Ja Rule sold a lot of records and I have to go off to him. You know, New Orleans don't want to hear Ja Rule, Ja Rule, Ja Rule, Ja Rule, you know? Or 50 Cent, 50 Cent, 50 Cent, 50 Cent. They want to hear some of their local stuff that made it big, you know, in their region. So that being said, I know that Skip Dilla is going to take this New York throwback radio station and make it sound like a New York throwback radio station, different than the Chicago throwback radio station that I'm dealing with. So there's so many, many things to cover. There's so many things to talk about. Right here, look who just, look, see, you see what I'm saying, y'all? I'm in here trying to do my little podcast, and she don't knock on the door. This is what I'm talking about. My wife don't knock on the door. She know I ain't been in the bedroom for a while, so she don't hear the water running, so what she think I'm doing? Now you in here, you might as well say hello to everybody. Come over here. Come on over here. You know, barge your ass up in the room. I'm in the middle of doing the front of the podcast. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
That's my wife, Fruit. Now, Fruit, say what you want to say as the holidays.
Everyone have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Thank you. Now, get your ass out of here and let me finish doing one. You see? This is married life, y'all. No knock. No, is it okay if I come in? And I'm in the walk-in closet because we just got my office painted. She just barged right in. Boom, boom, boom. Like I ain't recording shit. Get on out of here, woman. So, like I was telling y'all, there's so many things that happen, man. And those good things are happening to me in my life. And I'm very, very blessed about it. A long time ago, I wrote a movie. I actually wrote the story. I'm not a script writer, but I'm good at coming up with a story. So I came up with a story for a movie called Miss Christmas. And my partner and I, who was working at Bounce TV at the time, we went in half and half on the script. We found a script writer. She wrote the script. It came out beautifully. And honestly, I got discouraged because I wasn't getting any feedback on it. But I guess I don't have the connections that the script writer has. So she started shopping it. And there's a few places that are very interested in doing this movie. The working title, I called it Miss Christmas. So, and it's a good Christmas movie. It really is. So maybe 2022, you'll see Miss Christmas hit a screen near you. I'm really excited about working with the people that are really interested in it, and hopefully, it'll come to fruition in 2022. I'm really believing that 2022 is my year. You know, I'm very happy. I'm very healthy. You know, I'm gonna do Drink Champs in 2022 at some point. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. I just did Vlad TV. That was interesting. Got a lot of different feedback from doing Vlad TV. That was so, so interesting, man. It was, you know, you don't even know sometimes that some of the things that you say can affect people in a certain manner. And there was a certain person whose name was mentioned during that interview that got upset with me, and I sincerely apologize to him because I was not trying to put their name in a bad light, and I'm gonna leave it at that because we've been friends for a long time. But one of the funniest things that happened is, if you saw my Vlad TV interview, and I was talking about music, and I was talking about how things are a vibe, and how you don't really have to be good to catch a wave, and I'm not a particular fan of the Island Boys. If you ask me, the Island Boys are trash. That's my opinion, and I've let my opinion be known publicly. Now, if there's somebody out there that just thinks that whatever I've done in my career is trash, you have a right to voice your opinion. I'm at a point in my life right now as a grown-ass man where I don't even get upset about who likes me and who doesn't like me. I think the Island Boys are trash. I saw them, a clip of them perform at Live in Miami. They got booed. I just saw them at a clip of them at a fight recently, and they almost got into it with somebody at the fight, and they were like, look at us and look at you. That's when you know you really don't have anything else to say about your music. You know, your music should speak for itself, not look at what clothes I got on and look at you. What does that mean? That mean really means anything. Because somebody told me a long time ago, a lame with money is still a lame. Never forget that. A lame with money is still a fucking lame. And I say that to say this. The Island Boys actually slid in my DMs, y'all. In my DMs, and were upset that I said that I thought, my personal opinion, that they were trash, and asked me, invited me to a physical altercation. I deleted the DM. I didn't even answer it. I am a grown man. I am not going to fight some children about my opinion. I'm not going to the streets. I'm not 22. I'm not doing that. I immediately deleted it, and they did not slide in my DMs again. I'm not even going to justify that with a back and forth on answer. I'm a grown man with children and grandchildren. The only way you will see me in any kind of an altercation is not going to be behind words at all. If you physically attack me, I will defend myself. But my opinion is just that. You don't have to like it. My God, if everybody lost their minds because somebody had an opinion about them, then there would never be a president of the United States, ever. Because any president that you can name, there was somebody that was opposed to that president who didn't like the president's policies or whatever the president stands for. And by no way, shape, or form am I comparing myself to the president of the United States. All I'm saying is it's one man's opinion. And my opinion at my age should not stop your record sales. So I didn't even answer. Soon as I saw it, I chuckled and I deleted it. Because I could have took it and posted it and was like, y'all, look at this. But that would have just been adding more fuel to the fire. But I decided to jump on my podcast and say that this actually happened to me. And just if anybody out there is listening to know them, I'm sorry that your feelings got hurt behind my opinion. But I'm not going to get into no kind of physical altercation with you. But just know this, I will protect myself. Just know that. And just remember that I do live in Georgia. If you know Georgia laws, you know what I mean when I say I will protect myself and my family. But I'm not going to go to the streets with anyone. There's too much of that going on. You know, too much of that. Drakeo the Ruler stabbed in the neck. Young Dolph shot and killed. Nipsey Hussle shot and killed. All this street shit is getting people killed. I'm not about that life, bro. I lost close friends due to street violence. I lost my man Stretch due to street violence. I lost my friend Tupac due to street violence. I lost my friend Biggie due to street violence. And I could go on and on and on. I'm not doing that, bro. I ain't even built like that no more, dude. I know who I am and I know where I am as a man. I'm not getting involved in all of that. Back and forth silliness on the internet because you didn't agree with my opinion. I have my platform, you have yours. That's what it is. I have my platform, you have yours. Somebody was asking me about music, and I was telling them that the music is a vibe. You really don't have to be that great as a rap artist. The ones that are really good are still the ones that are ruling the game. Because underneath the coating of the hook, they can actually rhyme. And as a rap artist, you should be able to actually rhyme and say something. But catching a wave, you can catch a wave. So if I don't think you're that great, hey, there was artists in my time that I didn't think was that great either. Right? Robert Van Winkle, nice enough guy, but I never thought Vanilla Ice was a good artist, good rapper at all. Made a hell of a hit song, but I didn't think he was that great of a rapper. So, that being said, happy holidays again. I was trying to figure out what I want to say, what I want to talk about this podcast. One thing that I do want to mention real quick is we lost Combat Jack and the anniversary. I don't like to say anniversary. It came up that his passing had been a few years ago. I celebrate anniversaries. I'm not celebrating the death of somebody that was that important to the podcast industry. But I just wanted to acknowledge that because I always give his flowers to Combat Jack for starting me in podcasting. So I wanted to say that publicly to everyone that listens. And if you listen, I thank you so much. So there's so many things to talk about. Let me get into, I'm a two-part this. So I'll do the next part next week. And part one of the year in review. What happened in 2021 that's going to be stuck in your craw? Well, January 6th, people decided a mob of supporters of President Donald Trump attacked the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. They wanted to overturn his defeat in the 2020 presidential election, by disrupting the joint session of Congress assembled to count electoral votes that would formalize President-elect Joe Biden's victory. And as you see right now, there are people that are actually now going to jail for it. That happened first week of January 2021. Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan announced that they were together. That was a little surprising, only because she has a bit of a reputation and Michael B. Jordan's looked upon as a really squeaky clean good guy. And they're still together. Cicely Tyson passed away in 2021. Soulja Boy's constant outbursts on live. They're the first to do this. I was the first to do that. That all happened in January. Ashanti versus Keisha Cole versus. That happened. Remember, Keisha Cole was late. Remember that one, y'all? And everybody was waiting for her boob to pop out. Come on, son. You know, we were just definitely waiting for that. Wall Street and the Robin Hood thing and GameStop and people drove the prices up and made all that money off of that. And then they started getting at Robin Hood and wouldn't let people do what they was doing. Remember that? All that Wall Street was in a tizzy. Dogecoin went crazy. People was buying it like crazy. And what I remember about that so much is that my son had some. And it would have been worth $1 million, but he had already sold it. I was so mad that he never told me he had it. Black people got put on the NFTs in January. We didn't know what a non-fungible token was. Nick Cannon was having a bunch of kids starting in January, like all over the damn place, which was crazy. And then WandaVision was on TV. People was talking about that. Twitter suspended Donald Trump's account. Remember that, y'all? In January 2021. Come on, son. Dr. Dre, the great Dr. Dre. Not my partner, Dr. Dre. But West Coast Dr. Dre was hospitalized after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. That happened in January 2021. And unemployment rates were at the highest they've ever been due to people just quitting their jobs. All of that happened in 2021. So I think the biggest story of January 2021 was these fucking crazy white people storming Capitol Hill. I think out of all of that stuff, out of Soulja Boy, I mean, Cicely Tyson passing away hit hard, man. You know, out of Ashanti versus Keisha Cole, we was talking about that. But we are still talking about people that ran up in Capitol Hill. Time out for a minute. My wife wants something. What do you want, woman? Huh? Okay. My wife just came in to announce to me in the middle of my podcast that she's going to her friend Amy's house. Come on, son. The fuck out of here with that bullshit, all right? And look, she has on my... That is not my new... If that's my new Yankee, I'm going to beat you up.
It's not your new Yankee.
Okay, it's my old Giants hat. Mm-hmm. Well, they suck, so you can have it. Goodbye. All right, see you later. Get out. See, you see what I'm saying, y'all? She's going to her friend Amy's house. She has to make a formal announcement. So, back to what I was saying. Biggest thing to me, this is just my opinion, all right? Don't DM me about it. Nah, you can DM me about it. Y'all tell me what y'all think, but I think the biggest shit was them fucking crazy people storming Capitol Hill. That was scary. That was scary that they actually wanted to attack our democracy. And they pushed, and a cop got killed, and they threw a fire hydrant at somebody, man. Just because they lost an election. We have never seen that before in the history of the United States. And you call that an insurrection if you want to. That was a fucking riot. And they're still trying to dig to the bottom of it. And they're still trying to see if President Trump, former President Trump, should be indicted on charges. And I'm quite sure if you're like me, you think so. If you're not, you don't think so. It's okay. But that was January in a nutshell. Now let's move on to February. My birthday month. And also, I'm glad that Dr. Dre is doing great and he's finally divorced and he's really rubbing it in his ex-wife's face. But that's another story altogether. Okay, February, my birthday month. Elon Musk passed Jeff Bezos to become the richest man in the fucking world. That happened. Gorilla Glue Girl. Do you remember the girl that put the Gorilla Glue in her fucking hair? Do y'all remember her? Oh, she was viral like a motherfucker. That is like some of the stupidest shit I ever heard. What Price Beauty? It looked like you had a hair helmet on. Come on, son. You look fucking stupid. Kim and Kanye announced their divorce. Kourtney, her sister, and Travis Barker, they went public with their relationship. Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won the 2021 Super Bowl, which was huge because Tom Brady is well over 40 years old. First year on Tampa and wins the chip. That's huge. The Weeknd's wild-ass, lame-ass Super Bowl performance. Come on, son. Whoever. I was mad about that. I was really upset about that because Jay and them put that together. And I understand The Weeknd's a big artist, but sometimes, man, come on. You got to represent correctly. The Weeknd, that it didn't prove to be what I thought it was going to be. Tired-ass, lame-ass Super Bowl performances. Michael B. Jordan's Alexa commercial. The ladies like that. He had his shirt off. Wait till y'all see this new movie he got coming out. But come on, ladies. You can't get at us for looking at y'all as sex symbols and then y'all turn around and look at Michael B. Jordan as a piece of meat. And you all do it. Little Uzi Vert implanted that multi-million dollar diamond into his forehead. Come on, son. That was some weirdo shit. First of all, I don't even believe it was a multi-million dollar real diamond. Probably a big-ass cubic zirconia. You had it implanted in your forehead. Are you that desperate for attention, Lil Uzi Vert? Come on, son. Justin Timberlake finally apologized to Janet and Britney Spears a bajillion years after he did this shit. Come on, son, Justin Timberlake. Still get the fuck out of my face with that shit because you left Janet hanging and her career got fucked up after that. So, fuck out of here. Trump did not get impeached. They tried to. That would have been a great birthday present for me. Fucking Democrats can't get shit right. Come on, son. And Bobby Shmurda got released from prison. Finally. Bobby Shmurda got released from prison, came home to more money than I made while he was in prison. Come on, son. Maybe I should have did some fucked up shit and came home. So let's think about this. Elon Musk, Gorilla Glue Girl, Kim and Kanye, Kourtney and Travis, Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, Weeknd's corny Super Bowl, Michael B. Jordan's Alexa commercial. I am not voting for that one. Lil Uzi Vert, the multi-million dollar diamond in his forehead, And Justin Timberlake apologizing a billion years later. Trump not impeached. Bobby Shmurda released from prison. If I had to pick one of those, I'm going with Gorilla Glue Girl. I'm fucking sorry, y'all. I know the Trump shit, it just got me crazy. I know Elon Musk got a bazillion dollars, and he's richer than Jeff Bezos, and he's richer than all these sheiks that be buying chicks and squirting all over them and whatever. But I cannot get past that Gorilla Glue Girl. And my birthday was in February. But to me, I'm going to go with, come on, son. The Gorilla Glue Girl won that month for me. We were still talking about the riot, the insurrection, whatever you want to talk about. But I was talking more about the Gorilla Glue Girl than I was with Kim and Kanye and all the other weekend bullshit and Bobby Shmurda and all that. And I really wanted to talk about Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk because I was jealous that I ain't got a quarter of the money that them motherfuckers got. So fuck them. Gorilla Glue Girl. Come on, son. Let's move to March. Okay. The original crew of Joe Budden's podcast, right? Joe, Rory, and Mal, they broke up. I paid little to no attention to it, but I understood where Joe was coming from because motherfuckers, y'all should be a little more grateful, okay? Because who the fuck knew who Rory and Mal was before they got on a podcast with Joe Budden? And it is Budden, B-U-D-D-E-N. Kwame Brown, the ex-basketball player, who everybody thought was a bust, got into it with Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson. Not a good idea. Steven Jackson will put those paws on you. He's a much calmer man now, but he'll put them paws on you. T.I. and Tiny, remember, was accused of rape and sexual trafficking and sexual assault? Remember that? That was interesting. Come on, son. Oprah's Harry and Meghan interview. Yeah, the Royals, who gives a fuck? Coming to America was released in March. Yeah. And Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce's 2021 Grammy takeover. Not only did Beyonce win several times over, but her eldest child, Blue Ivy, got a Best Music Video Award for Brown Skin Girl, youngest to ever win that Grammy. God, you just want to bestow anything on the Carters, don't you? Okay. To Stop Asian Hate, remember the Atlanta spot shootings, a shooting spree that occurred at three spa massages in a metro area of Atlanta, Georgia. Eight people were killed, six of whom were Asian women, and the other person was wounded. A suspect, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, was taken into custody. Come on, son. He just hated Asian people for some fucking dumbass reason. His Christianity or whatever bullshit. He's getting jerked off. He's just a fucking weirdo. And Derek Jackson was caught on tape lying. Remember all of that? So let's go through that. I am going to go for... Nah, not too much. I got my own podcast. Wasn't worrying about Joe Budden. Love him. But no. Kwame Brown and them. T.I. and Tiny was a really big story. Oprah and Harry, mainstream big story. But for me, not even the Grammys. It was Coming to America. The re-release of Coming to America. Because Coming to America is absolutely one of the most quotable movies ever of all time. And we were all waiting with bated breath for the next Coming to America. It's my daughter and I's favorite fucking movie to watch together. Anytime it's on TV, the original Tiffany and I absolutely hit each other. And plus, we had really got to see. And the Bible says, thou shalt not covet another man's wife. And I'm not coveting. I'm just speaking for every man. The way y'all women like Michael B. Jordan with no shirt on is a Lexus commercial. We got to really see how sexy Teyana Taylor really is. And Wesley Snipes was hilarious. So for me, it was Coming to America, the second installment, being released so many years after they did the first one. You can never top the first one. But I thought they did a good job with Akeem actually having a kid. And the best part was bringing back the twins at the end and fucking Sexual Chocolate for me. I fucking loved it. I watched it like three times. Nothing will ever top the first one. I see why Eddie did not want to do it, but we have been calling for it for so long. And it wasn't as funny and crazy as the first one. And they brought the wife back and the daughter got to take over the kingdom. The father was in it. Joffrey Joffer. They gave Matt Sinclair some love. They brought back James. Come on, man. It was cool. Really good. And I'd watch it again. So that was it for me. Let's go to April, shall we? Now, Derek Chauvin, who's the man who killed George Floyd, the ex-police officer, was found guilty of unintentional second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in a video recorded in 2020 of the death of George Floyd that really, really sparked a revolution in this country. DMX died, God rest his soul, from a heart attack. Come on, son. Daniel Kaluuya wins the Oscar, another black man, for Best Supporting Actor, Judas and the Black Messiah. Jocelyn's Cabaret, Atlanta, there was that damn double homicide. That went viral because of three words, damn double homicide. Women of women on the show broke down in tears discussing a recent abortion she had when she terminated a pregnancy with twins. And Lex, who the woman was not even speaking to, reacted to the revelation with damn double homicide. That went viral. Saweetie and Quavo's elevator brawl and breakup, which reminded us of Jay-Z and Solange. Another one, Shock G found dead too of Digital Underground. Oh my God, that one hurt because I knew Shock so well. Black Rob passed away. All of that happened, man. And the City Girls versus Little Uzi Vert versus the South Side. Remember, they went viral and they had a heated Instagram live exchange. So I'm just going to slap that one off because I ain't pay attention to the City Girls. I did pay attention to Saweetie and Quavo in the elevator brawl. But to me, the biggest ones was Black Rob passing, Shock G passing, and DMX passing away. And Derek Chauvin. All of those. And they're all about death. And I'm sorry to say it, but it was so fucking depressing. It was jubilation when they found Derek Chauvin guilty. Because we just knew after so many people had gotten away with murdering black people that he wasn't going to get anything. We didn't get first degree murder, but he's going to jail. And he just pled guilty, come on, son, to violating his civil rights. All in a ploy to try to go to federal prison instead of state prison where he know they're going to fuck his ass up at. But DMX passing away, I'm sorry, I'm a hip-hop dude. Black Rob passing away, Shock G passing away, hit me the hardest for that month. Come on, son, Steel Lover. And it's a come on, son, of the podcast. Okay, let's get to May. What happened in May of 2021? Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia Williams, goes public with her new man, a close friend to her ex-husband and one of Portia's friend's ex-husbands, causes all types of controversy. Did he legally change his name to Love for a brief second? Kwame Brown, still with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, boring, and Trey Young called the new villain of the New York Knicks because he successfully bust the New York Knicks' ass. Not a whole lot of shit to go on. I'm going to tell y'all what I really paid attention to. Trey Young from the Atlanta Hawks and the way he handled the Knicks in the guard and told the crowd to shut the fuck up after he bust our ass and the Atlanta Hawks went on to the Eastern Conference semifinals where they didn't win. So I'm going to go with Trey Young, come on, son, for that one, okay? All right, that's what the way I'm going to go on. So I did January, February, March, April, May. So let me do June. Matter of fact, let me take a pause for the cause and then I'll come back to June. Okay, this is the Come On, Son, the podcast, and my name is Ed Lover.
Come on, son.
Have you ever seen a vitamin water display at your local store? It's like walking into an actual rainbow. Is it me or are the flavors of vitamin water insanely attractive? Plus, with titles like Energy, Revive, Focus, Refresh, Essential, Power C, and Triple X, it's easy to pick a flavor to match your vibe. The real flex is flavor. Don't forget to check out the newest flavors, Gutsy Watermelon Peach and Look Blueberry Hibiscus. This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is brought to you by McDonald's. Y'all know McDonald's is the place where you can always meet up with your friends, bond with people that you haven't seen in a long time, always get a good meal when you're far away from home. We always mess with McDonald's because McDonald's is like, it's like a friend, man. It's always going to be there for you, whether you're on campus or off campus. You know McDonald's is that spot we can all chill, close to home, or close to canvas. When I need to satisfy my belly hunger, McDonald's always comes through.
Come on, son, son.
You are back with Come On, Son, the podcast. It is me, Ed Lover, and I am halfway through the biggest stories of the year 2021. And I'm doing this in two parts because there's so much shit to talk about. Now, I am in June. This is the biggest two stories in June. The double murder suspect, Ronnie O'Neill III. Do you remember this guy? He represented himself in court. A man who represents himself has a fool for a lawyer. Always believe that. He gave this big Law and Order viral speech. The shit went viral while representing himself in court, and he ended up with a life sentence. Dudes, ladies and gentlemen, please don't ever represent yourself in court. Not at all. The Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo and company won the NBA championship. The Milwaukee Bucks. That hadn't happened for a long time. And now Giannis, that's what it is, not Giannis, it's Giannis Antetokounmpo, is the god of Milwaukee. Absolutely. Writes his own ticket in Milwaukee. And he was the MVP. To me, that was the biggest story in June. The biggest stories in June. Those two. But the biggest one was the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship. First year out of playing in other stadiums, I should say, being able to go on the road. Because remember, they was all in the bubble. And it came through, man. They came through. And congratulations to Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody was talking about the East was so weak. Oh, the East, the Lakers going to do this. They got AD. They got this. And then when they don't win, you hear all these excuses. Chris Paul and them are in the West. You got Phoenix in the West. You got the Clippers in the West. You got all of these super teams in the West. No haps. The sun rises in the East and sets in the West. Thank you, Milwaukee, for bringing it back home where it's supposed to be. Because the Knicks ain't winning shit no time soon. So some Eastern team has to win. It ain't going to be Philly. Not the way Ben Simmons played. Good Lord, the Ben Simmons backlash was crazy, and it's still going on. Right there. Still fucking going on, man. Still going on. So that's the first half of 2021. Next podcast, I'll give you the second half. And what I think gets the biggest, come on, son, okay, of the year for each month. Like I told y'all, just let me run it down for you one more time. My pick for each month for the first half of the year. My pick, or just mine, nothing else, okay? My pick for the first half of the year was in January, the storming or the riot at the Capitol. That was my pick. For February, it was the Gorilla Glue Girl. I thought was the biggest story, the biggest killer, I said, of February 2021. In March, I picked Coming to America being re-released. I mean, not re-released, but being released in March because we were all anticipating it. So, come on, son, for taking so fucking long. So, that's which way. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. For March, for April, I picked Derek Chauvin being found guilty. Come on, son. DMX passing away. Come on, son. We miss X. Shock G of Digital Underground passing away. Come on, yeah. Son, we miss Shock G. I love him, man. And Black Rob passing away. Matter of fact, those are my biggest ones for March. For April. So, Super Producer Krista, give me a little bit of Rough Riders Anthem by DMX. Follow that by Humpty Dance by Shock G. And then follow that with Whoa by Black Rob. Because that was April. Shut him down, open up shop. Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll. It's y'all niggas crazy. I bust you and be swayzy. Stop acting like a baby. Mind your business, lady. No
yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how niggas get down. Watch my niggas spit round. They got niggas kiss ground just for talking shit, clowns. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Fuck a dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that
means. I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the Humpty.
Come on and do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump.
Got to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like, whoa. Niggas getting pulled on my block like, whoa. Coming home within a half an hour like, whoa. Running like they had the manpower like, whoa. More or less, more so. I rip your torso. I live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like, whoa. My niggas like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like, whoa. East Bay with cocaine like, whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like, whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes like, whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like, whoa. Finger near nigga asshole
in
like,
May,
whoa.
Trey Young busts the New York Knicks ass. So Super Producer, find me a little bit of Go New York, Go New York, Go. The old school joint, yeah. Let me a little bit of that, all right? Come on, son. And in June, I definitely picked the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship. And now we have to move on to July. And I'll tackle that on the next installment of Come On, Son, the podcast. But before I go, something else that I want to tackle. I want to tackle Jay-Z on Twitter Space saying that nobody can stand next to him on stage in a versus battle. Jay-Z is a brilliant businessman because with that statement, he made y'all go back and listen to his catalog and stream his stuff so he could get more money. That's one thing that he definitely did because you haven't heard Jay-Z say anything about versus at all. But that being said, it's definitely sparked debate amongst a lot of us. And I am the first person to tell you that I think Jay-Z is the greatest living rapper. His impact on pop culture, all the hits, all the great music that he's made, he's definitely the greatest living to me. But remember, Versus is 20 songs. 20 songs. Dr. Dre of NWA fame, Chronic, Snoop, all of that. He has 20 songs, not only 20 songs that he has been appeared on, but 20 songs that he produced. Versus is everything that you've done. Jay-Z can absolutely bring up the 5 songs he wrote for Foxy Brown, and I'm quite sure he can bring up still DRE because he wrote the lyrics to that too. Remember when the Versus went down between the Lox and Dipset when they did All About the Benjamins? They tried to get on them for performing that. They said, no, that's Diddy shit. And Jadakiss was like, hold up, daddy. I wrote that. Matter of fact, play me Diddy's part on All About the Benjamins, written by Jadakiss.
Now, what y'all want to do? Want to be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of for the mutts. 5 carrots on my hands with the cuts. And something European chromed out with the clutch.
Thank you, Super Producer Krista. That's my point. Okay? Foxy Brown's I'll Be was written by Jay-Z. Can you please play me some of Foxy Brown's I'll Be?
With a pop, brace yourself as the ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride, right out your socks. Dunno, lose his mind as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash he made off his last bundle. Nasty girl, won't pass me the world. I push the beat, not the backseat girl. Don't deep throat the seed, no, she floats. Murder she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm nigga, we post.
Jay-Z wrote that. Still D-R-E was written by Jay-Z. Can you play me some of that, please, Super Producer Krista?
With the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. If you ain't up on pace,
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, repping 213.
Okay, that's my point. But there are a lot of artists that have 20 hit records. If you're going to narrow it down, let's not forget Dr. Dre. Let's not forget Snoop Dogg. Let's not forget Ice Cube. Can you please play me Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube, Super Producer Chris?
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop.
Thank you. People forgot Andre 3000. With Outkast and outside of Outkast, Andre 3000 has more than 20 records. Super Producer Krista, I need the remix to Walk It Out. Andre 3000's verse, please.
Walk it out like a usher. If you say real talk, I probably won't trust you. If you want to go to war, the gun's my pleasure. Even Jesus had 12 disciples on the lever, trigger, whatever. He don't want now they get 3,000. I'm like jury duty, you're new to this part of town. Your white tee will to me look like a nightgown. Make your mama proud, take that thing two sizes down. Then you look like the man that you are, or what you could be. I can give a damn about your car, but then I would be. If it was considered the classic before the drastic change in production, when cars were metal instead of plastic value.
I walk out like an usher. Don't forget about that kid. Lil Wayne, another one with more than 20 hit records. Could you please play me a little bit of Go DJ by Lil Wayne?
101, the hottest nigga under the sun. I come from under the Tommy, bustin' a Tommy. You come from under your garment, your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head, now you know he did. Now you know I played like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a better in a Hall of Fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names.
Thank you. Nas. Nasir Aludara Jones has more than 20 records. Could you please play me a little bit of Live at the Barbecue from the Main Source album Breaking Atoms? Just Nas's first verse.
Streets disciple, my rap's a trifle. I shoot slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient.
Thank you. Mr. LL Cool J has more than 20 records. Okay, could you please play me the beginning of Rock the Bells by LL Cool J?
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail double.
Rock the bells.
thank you. He goes back to 1983. Kanye West, or Ye, has way more than 20 albums. But he got on Drink Champs and said he wouldn't do it. Play a clip of Kanye on Drink Champs when he said he wouldn't verse Jay-Z.
At home, that's probably that's, it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that one. I didn't think about that. Oh,
you
that's
see old nephew right there. He watching you. Yeah. He watching you.
No, I like that. I like
you
that.
Like, you, yeah. You would go against Jay?
Nah, because that's my boss. I would never go against Jay.
I like that answer. But yeah.
I didn't understand that logic, but that's Kanye. Could you please play me a little bit of Through the Wire by Kanye West?
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God.
Thank you. And last but certainly not least, and I know I'm forgetting some people, Drake has more than 20 records. Could you please, fight Nicole, y'all, getting over it. Could you please play, start it from the bottom a little bit by Drake, please.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Thank you. Now, I don't know if he was just talking about rap or he was talking about music in general. But if he was talking about music in general, the great Stevie Wonder is still alive and has a shitload of records. Okay, what do I want to hear about Stevie Wonder real quick? I'm going to tell you. I want to hear by Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise, that Coolio did over. Dig in them crates and find that, super producer, Krista.
Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Men wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance so disgraced. Tell me who of them will come.
Thank you. Miss Mary J. Blige. See, I could keep going on. Miss Mary J. Blige. Can you play a little bit of Can't Knock the Hustle?
Got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up.
Taking up this time, yeah. Yeah. To give you what? Peace of my mind.
Cause you can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you want?
Damn.
Thank you. Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey, his own wife, Beyonce. Can you please play me a little bit of Crazy in Love? Give me a little bit of Single Ladies.
Can't be mad at me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that's me on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh,
Thank you, Super Producer Chris. I think I made my point. He opened up a great debate, but to say nobody can stand on that stage with him 20 records for 20 records, I don't agree with that. I'll be back with part two of the Year in Review next week right here on Come On, Son, the podcast. Now get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Come on, son. What the fuck is the deal? Come on, son.
This Ed Lover podcast is being done in conjunction with Cigars International. Make sure you check out CigarsInternational.com for all your cigar needs.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover. Be sure to check out the return of Come On, Son, the web series exclusively on Patreon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.